Okay, short word for Parshas Hazinu, Posyum Kippur, Pre-Sukkot, Tavshin Pei Beis, L'Nishmas, Baruchal Perbas of Moshe. Beautiful idea, Sofer, of Simcha Bono, Psischa, Yaroch, Kamater, L'Chi, Moshe, Bita says the second Pasuk to our Parsha, my lesson will drip like rain. Rashi says the Chi refers to the Torah. Says of Simcha Bono, why, what is the connection of Torah and rain? And I saw such an incredible idea from Simcha Bonim. He says such an incredible, fascinating idea when it comes to Kedusha, when it comes to Divrei Torah, that sometimes when we learn Torah, we don't see the immediate change. At the end of the day, we don't see that we get spiritually changed. It's the same thing like rain. Yesterday I walked to shul in the rain at Mincha. We don't see at the end of the day that we get changed after we go through Ruchnias, when we go through, when we learn. But just like when it rains, the plants change down deep, and at the end of the day, something's changing and they're growing, so too, every single time we tap into Torah, we tap into our neshama, we're changing. At the end of the day, when the sun rises up, then the grass grows. The same thing when a chassid comes home after learning Torah. And maybe we could say the same thing, like Rav Soloveitchik said, when a person comes through Yom Kippur, we're rubbing ourselves against the Shechina. We're rubbing ourselves to get clean, says the Rav. We're rubbing ourselves against Yom Kippur. When a person comes to Ruchnias, a person gets changed, even if you don't feel it. At the end of the day, says Rav Simcha Bonim, when you learn Torah, or the Rav says, when you go through Yom Kippur, a person gets spiritually changed, even if you don't notice it or not. We should be zochah b'ez Hashem to always find ruchnis opportunities, to find times to look for find for our neshama. As the Kujus Ramagid says, Hazinu Hashemayim v'debei v'sim eshar ha'artim refi. Hashemayim is your neshama, the aretz is your guf. Make sure to always, your neshama should be making sure to make the decisions in your life. And then the guf will follow along. It shouldn't be the opposite, the aretz and then the shemayim. No, it's got to be shemayim, and then the neshama, and then the aretz and the guf. But at the end of the day, says Rav Simcha Bonim, Yalach Kamatra Lachi, the Torah is the lekach, that, and it's compared to rain, just like when it falls outside, it doesn't look like doing much for the grass, but at the end of the day, when the sun comes up, over time, things change. So too, every single time, like the Rav said, when we rub ourselves against Yom Kippur, we get spiritually changed and spiritually purified. We should be zochah b'ez Hashem to take these ideas going into Shabbos Kodesh. B'ez Hashem Yisbach. Wishing everyone good Gemach, good Gemach, good Shabbos.